WVU's incoming CFO cited in Ohio State probe. Dive brief. The Ohio State University this week released a 47-page report concluding its former president Walter Ted Carter Jr. misused his position to seek resources from the university and key university partners for a personal associate, and found a senior advisor to Carter, Chris Kaborek, failed to stop or report those efforts. The report detailed the findings of an investigation overseen by the Office of University Compliance and Integrity and requested by the Ohio State Board of Trustees immediately after Carter's March 7 resignation. Carter stepped down after disclosing to trustees that he had an inappropriate relationship with Chrysanthe Vlachis, a podcaster, and Kaborek resigned April 14, according to a Tuesday OSU press release. The findings, which state Kaborek's failure to address concerns raised by employees about the situation amounted to a dereliction of duty, come less than a week after WVU hired Kaborek as its CFO to be effective June 1. Dive insight. A WVU spokesperson said in an email Thursday that university officials are aware of the OSU report and that Kaborek's official start date remains June 1. The spokesperson did not respond to CFO Dive's question about whether it would take any action in response to the report. WVU announced on April 16 that it was bringing on Kaborek as its CFO to provide critical strategic vision, financial stewardship, and operational oversight in the management of our financial health, facilities, technology, and operational infrastructure. Kaborek served as Senior Vice President for Administration and Planning at Ohio State from November 2024 to last month, according to his LinkedIn account. Prior to that, he spent nearly three decades working in the University of Nebraska system, including serving nearly 7 years as CFO and 4 years as Director of Budget. The OSU report, which cited Kaborek 95 times, stated that multiple people raised concerns about Vlachis' behavior with Kaborek, but those that were concerned felt they lacked evidence needed to report the matter to the university's anonymous ethical reporting system. When they discussed the issue with Kaborek, he told them to bring their concerns directly to Carter. This refusal or unwillingness to respond appropriately to such concerns, and in fact to direct them to go themselves to the person about whom the concern relates, is a dereliction of duty for a senior leader and does not demonstrate the behavior expected by the university of its leaders, the report states. Carter tried to get resources for Vlachis, such as support for her podcast, office space on campus, and financial support. But the report states university processes and employees prevented Vlachis from succeeding within the university, noting that she was never hired as an employee or consultant and never received university funds. However, it states internal processes did not stop Carter's efforts to seek connections and resources outside the university. The report said no additional personnel actions are recommended as Kaborek has resigned. It also noted that the university would assist the general counsel in responding to inquiries from three state and two federal agencies it received after Carter's resignation. An Ohio State spokesperson Thursday said they had shared the report with the Ohio Inspector General, Ohio Ethics Commission, Ohio Auditor of State and Ohio Attorney General, and will cooperate with any additional inquiries. Kaborek did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Editor's note: this story has been updated with a comment from a spokesperson for the Ohio State University.